Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: over 6,000 Falun Gong practitioners demonstrate the exercises in Taipei. Budapest, Hungary, Falun Gong protests during China CEEC summit draw media attention. Poznan, Poland, couple travels almost 200 miles just to learn Falun Gong. Canada, Falun Gong rally seeks help from Prime Minister to rescue family members. Qian woman sentenced to prison for her faith. Court clerk admits outcome of Falun Gong cases predetermined. And Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance art exhibition touches Alberta, Canada. Now for the stories.
Over 6,000 Falun Gong practitioners demonstrate the exercises in Taipei. Before the annual Falun Gong Experience Sharing Conference in Taiwan, 6,400 practitioners held a large-scale event at Liberty Square in Taipei on November 25, 2017. The attendees demonstrated the exercises and introduced the ancient Chinese self-improvement cultivation practice to tourists from around the world. One of the purposes of the event was to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Gong in China and expose the brutal history of the Communist Party to the world, especially to Chinese tourists who can only access censored information on the mainland. Mr. Liu, a Chinese visitor from the USA, didn't understand why practitioners try to convince people to quit the party. But once he learned the fact about the brutal persecution, he was moved. He no longer wanted to stand with the party and was happy to have a chance to formally abandon it. Many tourists from China took photos and videos of the event, and many accepted reading materials. Lucas Silva, an engineer, praised the exercise demonstration, saying, "It's beautiful. I've never seen such a large-scale event with such good discipline. It's very special, and it perfectly shows what Falun Gong is. Nothing is more wonderful than freedom. Today's events raise the voice of the peaceful resistance through such a peaceful way. It's wonderful," he added. Professor Jeong Ki-tae from South Korea has been practicing Falun Gong for 17 years. He said, "Falun Gong has helped me to quit many bad habits. It also gives me a clear mind in my scientific research. More importantly, it teaches people why morality is the most important in life." Karen from Australia said she could feel the strong energy field at the event. Karen said she used to feel empty and depressed before she started practicing Falun Gong. She said, "Falun Dafa teaches me how to live, how to be a good person, and what the purpose of life is." At the end of the event, the participants expressed thanks to Master Li Hongzhe for all his help and guidance and wished him a happy new year.
Budapest, Hungary. Falun Gong protests during China CEEC summit draw media attention. The sixth Central and Eastern European countries CEEC summit with China took place in Budapest, Hungary on November 26th through 29th. The summit focuses on cooperation between China and 16 Central and Eastern European countries. Talks center on the areas of investment, transport, finance, science, education, and culture. A number of international agreements were signed during the Budapest summit. Budapest's entire city center was blocked off during the meetings, and security was very tight. Chinese government sympathizers were welcomed during the events, but presumably due to pressure from the Chinese Communist Party, the police did not allow any protests near the summit venue regarding human rights violations in China. When Chinese Premier Li Keqiang arrived in Budapest, Hungarian Falun Gong practitioners gathered in front of the Chinese embassy to stage a peaceful protest, calling for an end to the brutal persecution of Falun Gong in China. A spokesman for the local Falun Dafa Association read an open letter to the Hungarian Prime Minister requesting that he speak out for the human rights of Falun Gong practitioners in China and raise the issue of bringing Jiang Zemin, former CCP leader who initiated the brutal persecution campaign, to justice. The letter also noted that in 2013, the EU urged member states to speak out against the persecution of Falun Gong and against the ongoing organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China. Despite police blockades during the China CEEC summit, the voice of Falun Gong practitioners found support in the Hungarian media. Many major newspapers and television stations reported on the peaceful protests, and several reprinted the open letter to the Prime Minister. Several politically oriented groups in Hungary also supported the cause with prepared statements. Lee Kae-cheung was to be in Hungary until November 29th, and Falun Gong practitioners hoped to hear the voice of their government during the visit.
Poznan, Poland. Couple travels almost 200 miles just to learn Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners from Poland's capital of Warsaw visited the city of Poznan on November 25th and 26th to introduce the peaceful spiritual practice to local residents there. They gave out 2,000 flyers on the first day and taught the exercises both days. They also talked to people about the persecution of Falun Gong in China and collected signatures on a petition demanding that the Chinese regime stop the persecution, which even includes state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living practitioners who have been incarcerated for their faith. People passing by on the first day were drawn to the intriguing music and the graceful exercises being demonstrated by practitioners. After hearing about the persecution, many signed the petition, and some imitated the practitioners' movements to learn the exercises. The next day, even before the practitioners had set up their table, people were already waiting to sign the petition. One of them said, "We welcome the principles of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. This is what the world needs to become a better place. I don't understand why the Chinese regime suppresses it and kills so many good people. I support Falun Gong and think that God will punish the Chinese regime." Conrad, who lives in Poznan, joined the practitioners to do the exercises after he signed the petition. He said that 7 years ago he read Juan Falun, the main book of the practice, in one day. He said, "It opened up my horizons, and I knew that I had come across a very precious thing. I studied and did the exercises on my own for 6 months, but I eventually gave it up because of my busy work as a chef. A year ago, I started doing the exercises again. I just couldn't let it go, knowing that it is such a great practice. I hope you come here often so we can do the exercises together. It's important that people know about the persecution. Please send me some flyers and the petition so that I can collect signatures when I have days off. I may find more people to practice with me. It's sad that we can't exercise together because Poznan is so far away from Warsaw. Please stay in touch." Another Poznan resident told a practitioner that he first saw Falun Gong in August this year at the Woodstock Festival in Kustrin. He said, "I felt terrible that I didn't learn the exercises back then. I knew that it was a great practice and kept thinking about learning it afterward." The practitioners encouraged him to start by reading the books and told him that there would be more people practicing Falun Gong in Poznan in the future.
Canada. Falun Gong rally seeks help from Prime Minister to rescue family members. As Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's trip to China approached, Falun Gong practitioners in Toronto held a rally in front of the Chinese consulate on Thursday, calling on Trudeau to help rescue an imprisoned Canadian citizen and 12 family members of Canadians who are also unlawfully detained in China. Falun Gong spokesman Joel Chipkar introduced the case of Sun Qian, a 51-year-old Canadian citizen who has been imprisoned for 9 months for her belief in Falun Gong. Chipkar said that Ms. Sun is the founder of Beijing Ledman Biochemistry Company, a bio company worth billions of dollars. On February 19, 2017, 20 police officers broke into her home in Beijing. She was jailed at the first Beijing detention center, where she was physically tortured. Chipkar also brought up the cases of 12 other Falun Gong practitioners imprisoned in China who are family members of Canadian citizens. One of them was sentenced to 13 years in prison. Miss World Canada 2015, Anastasia Lin, has been actively involved in the effort to rescue Sun Qian. Ms. Lin has collected 15,000 signatures urging Trudeau to take action. Lin said at the rally, "Rescuing the imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners is not merely an issue of religious freedom. It shows whether Canada would uphold its principles in the world and fight for freedom, dignity, and human rights in front of the dictators." Falun Gong practitioner Li Zi called for help to rescue his father, Li Xiaobo, who was sentenced to 8 years in prison in 2015. Li Zi said his father was in prison from 2004 to 2012, and in 2015 he was arrested and sentenced again. He said, "In the prison, my father was beaten, starved, and forced to do heavy labor. Due to the harsh environment, he has nearly lost sight in his left eye." Practitioner Fan Wen Tuo also called upon the Prime Minister for help in rescuing his mother, Lo Yanji, who was arrested in 2011 and sentenced to a 13-year prison term. Her son said at the rally that the prison does not allow his mother to tell anyone about her situation in the prison. If she does, she won't be allowed family visits. She was forced to do heavy labor and has lost nearly all of her teeth. Fan appealed to Trudeau to help rescue all imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners in China, including his mother.
Xi'an woman sentenced to prison for her faith. Court clerk admits outcomes of Falun Gong cases are predetermined. A judge in Xi'an City put a local Falun Gong practitioner on trial without informing her family and sentenced her to 4.5 years in prison less than 4 months later. One of the clerks said in a revealing comment, "Falun Gong cases are submitted to and pre-approved by the intermediate court before being returned to the trial courts to go through the motions." Ms. Song Xianlan was arrested on March 21, 2017, for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. The local procuratorate forwarded her case to the Lianhu District Court within about 2 weeks, which left her family with no time to hire a lawyer. Ms. Song's family found out in August that the judge had secretly tried her in late July. They immediately hired a lawyer and requested a retrial. A clerk on duty told the lawyer that the judge went on vacation after the hearing. She also revealed that trying to secure a retrial would be in vain. Because the outcome of all Falun Gong cases is predetermined by the local intermediate court. Ms. Song was convicted on November 12th. She is now appealing, and her new lawyer has requested an open hearing.
Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance art exhibition touches Alberta, Canada. Exhibition visitor Tammy could not hold back her tears, standing in front of the painting titled "The Crime of Forced Organ Harvesting." The painting was part of an exhibition of some 30 artworks in the Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Art Exhibition held at the University of Alberta on November 22nd through 24th. The artworks reflect the principles of the ancient Chinese self-improvement practice of Falun Gong and expose the 18-year persecution of Falun Gong in China. Tammy wrote in the guestbook, "Beauty can sometimes be bullied by ugliness, but ugliness can never keep beauty from manifesting its purity. In the shadow of suppression, the power of the universe will penetrate the darkness." The exhibition was held during graduation season, and waves of parents and other family members of graduating students passed by the paintings. People were shocked by the brutality of the persecution as revealed in the paintings. Many of them left touching words in the guestbook and signed the petition that calls upon the Canadian Prime Minister to take action to rescue imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners in China, many of whom are family members of Canadian citizens. Mr. Denton, a radio reporter who interviewed the practitioners at the exhibition, said that he has encountered many Falun Gong activities all over the world, but he never really paid attention. Today was the first time that he realized that Falun Gong was so beautiful and beneficial. He said he was amazed by the healing power of the practice and the positive impact it has brought to society. Mr. Denton said that he hoped the radio interview would help more people learn the truth and join the peaceful resistance. Many Chinese students were also touched by the paintings. A visiting scholar said that she was a professional artist, and she found the artworks very powerful. She said she would spend more time studying the paintings. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.